You know, they already signed a contract, so they're probably going
to
get
sued. I just
want
to know what gay person wants to go to South Carolina.
Hey, now the big fat one lives in South Carolina.
Oh, sorry.
He's throwing his triple cheeseburger with double bacon at the computer screen right now.
He's not asleep. I don't know. Are they tarnishing? Sorry, I'm eating. Are they tarnishing, like, South Carolina's image or something? Like, does South Carolina have an image?
Possibly. I'm not sure what that would be. We'll have to ask Big Fatty.
I love you. You love me. We're best friends like friends should be. With a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 133 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 5th of August, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I'm just going to do a little chitter-chatting, and I've got some voice letters to play, and your favorite, Memory Lane Music. It's all coming up. Oh, Lord, everyone, I hope your Tuesday is going well. Big Fatty's is certainly going well. Y'all, before I get started too far into this today, I would like to just talk about a couple of podcasts that that I've been listening to on my new iPod Touch. It's very much like an iPhone without the phone, you know, and which makes it kind of a handheld computer, which, of course, I do not use. But at least it's just the computer and not the phone and the computer, which I really do not use. But, y'all, I was listening to Larry Klei's podcast. And, y'all, he did one of those enhanced podcasts. And, you know, with the iPod Touch, Big Fatty kept hearing this little... snappy thing, chicka chicka, and it sounded like a camera was taking pictures. And every time I'd hear that, it was like the old film strips, you know. Every time you hear the noise, the picture changes. And do you even know what a film strip is? Okay, that'll show Big Fatty's age. The old film strips. And anyway, but every time you'd hear the chicka chicka, there would be a new picture that came up, and it was about what he was talking about. So I was asking him how he did that and everything. And so maybe, oh Lord, DJ David J, maybe one day I will figure out how to do that and try to do that with the BFO. You know, when I've got lots of time and nothing else to do. Now, the other thing that, and Larry Klei was talking, y'all, he went to the Maggiano's again. And y'all, if you haven't listened to that one and you want to get into a hungry mood, you need to go listen to that one because it was all about food. Excuse me, I gotta turn the snowflake a little bit. Now, y'all, poor Archer. From, you know, he is the pod father, and he's the inventor of the iTunes store. The poor thing, y'all, I think his CRS is getting much worse than it used to be, because he writes on the BFO today how he thought it was so nice that Larry Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
He thought that Larry Vader had given Big Fatty the iPod Touch for the birthday happy. Poor thing. How many times did I say, thank you, Miss Kitty? And he ought to know Larry Vader better than that. We all know Larry Vader better than that. Even if you don't know Larry Vader, you know Larry Vader better than that. And anyway, and there was a... beat San Francisco, that Eric West. You know, he's a straight guy that likes to listen. I have a couple of straight guys. I have Straight Bob in Australia and Eric West. And there's somebody else that's straight that listens to this that's a man. I know lots of the women's are straight. But anyway. He had a show that came out. And I've been listening to the updates on the puppy dog updates over there on the Confessions of the Southern Boy. Even though, you know, Big Fatty usually doesn't criticize the way a show sounds. But Eric, dear, lovey-dovey, get it back in the studio, honey. And get your ass in that new podcasting chair and give us a real podcast, honey bunny. Anyway, but it sounds to me like Bugaboo or Bugsy Boo or Hoopy Hoo or whatever Eric the Southern Boy's puppy dog's name is. We'll just call him Puppy Dog. How's that? Puppy Dog sounds like he's getting a little bit better. It was a little shaky there. And y'all, have I ever told you the story about the Jumping Sweet Baby, the JSB? Well, that was Big Fatty's dog for many, many years, and he was a little dachshund. He had papers, American Kennel Club, AKC papers, and I don't remember what his formal name, but anyway, I just referred to him as the Jumping Sweet Baby, the JSB. And anyway, he eventually went and lived with his grandparents because my folks had a little dachshund also, and anyway, he eventually died, but don't we all? And but it was very sad. But you know, you think about the good times. Okay, Big Fatty, is getting all nostalgic and everything. Oh, Big Fatty, let's go down memory lane. Well, y'all, today's Memory Lane music really isn't that old, and I think most of you are going to get this one. And but I'm going to give you a clue anyway. Today's clue for Memory Lane music is The Smoking Man. Y'all, I'm sure you recognize the theme from The X-Files. And The X-Files was a Peabody, Golden Globe, and Emmy Award-winning American science fiction crime drama television series created by Chris Carter, which first aired September the 10th, 1993, and ended on May 19th, 2002. And it was on Fox. And speaking of Fox, the series was about FBI agents Fox Mulder, played by David Duchovny, and Dana Scully, played by Gillian Anderson. And anyway, on the show, there was a, it was just all weird and everything. Y'all, it used to scare the crap out of me. I couldn't watch it at night. I really couldn't watch it at night. But there was a character on there that was a kind of a recurring character. And this was created by Chris Carter, by the way. But there was a character that was always smoking. And so his nickname was the Smoking Man. And I am looking to see if I can find something about the Smoking Man, but I don't see anything. And I do believe that there was an episode of The X-Files that Charles Nelson Reilly was on. And I'm sure that if that's not right, Andy Vera Charles will correct me on that. And so that was your Memory Lane music. And like I say, hopefully most of you caught it. You know, there's a movie out about The X-Files now. And I have not seen it, but I believe that Larry Klein has seen it. And I believe he liked it. So, but you know, Big Fatty's not really a movie person per se, but you know what Big Fatty is. Yeah, that's right. He's a voice letter person.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty, it's Bill. Bill in St. Louis. Guess what I got in the mail yesterday? A Big Fatty t-shirt. Hey, it is great. I wanted to call and tell you thanks and how much I appreciate it. So, and also the little autographed postcard in there, it went directly to the vaults. So, just want to let you know, thanks. And I do have one more thing. You know the Biloxi Blues show that you're producing? Have you been able to put the casting couch to good use with those boys running around in their underwear? Just wondering. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, Bill, 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 I'm so glad that you got the t-shirt. And to put the postcard, the autographed postcard of Big Fatty into a vault, I'm going to guess that vault is like a secret word for garbage can. But anyway, as far as Biloxi Blues goes, no, I have not put the casting couch to good use yet. As much as I would like to, Big Fatty's not going to go down that road. And I know that's probably a little disappointing to some of you. Now, if someone in the cast wanted to thank Big Fatty with a random act of kindness or a random act of taking their pants off, I would not be against that, but they would need to initiate that as far as what Big Fatty would do with someone in the couch. But y'all, they are cutie pies, and we're going to have photos taken on the 13th, so hopefully I'll get some of those posted on the BFO so you can see how cute the boys and all are. Now, y'all, I believe that Big Fatty has snaggled him a first amongst all the podcasters. Now, I'm not 100% sure this is correct, but y'all, I have, well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. On Saturday, I had two voice letters that came in that they just didn't work quite right. They weren't really hang-ups. They just sounded like they didn't quite connect. Well, then Big Fatty got an e-letter, and there was a sound file attached to the e-letter. And y'all, I believe this is, and I'm serious about this, I believe this is a first. Big Fatty has a voice message from the one and only Kim Beaver.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Torshawn calling all the way over the Atlantic from the beautiful Faroe Islands. You complained on your podcast that I have never called before the fat phone, so here I am. Each time I look at your site, it makes me happy, and I love listening to your funny shows. Good luck and be fat. It's just your Kim Beaver.
Wow. Oh. Those, now, y'all, those sheep are not in Big Fatty's house. Those must be at the Beaver Ranch, is all I got to say. But, y'all, I'm pretty sure that's the first time I've ever heard the voice of one Kim Beaver. Because I don't think Kim Beaver has called any of the other shows or sent sound files to them. So, Kim, thank you so much for making for losing your podcast voice letter cherry with Big Fatty. And if you were here, I would, well, I don't know what I would do. But anyway, but you know what I am going to do? I'm going to play a voice letter from the one and only Princess Hannah.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. I just wanted to call and say I love listening to you sing to the Twisted Julie Andrews version of My Favorite Things. And I know that some people are probably calling you in with their own versions of it. I don't sing very well unless the radio and the bass is pumping very loudly in my truck. But I thought I would call and play a little ditty for you, because you know how many people have, seriously, their very own theme song. So, and here's kind of how it goes.
Y'all, she's going to play a ditty for me.
Yes, my main name is actually Hannah Lee, and I have my very own theme song. So, enjoy. Hope you're having a good weekend. Bye.
Well, bye, Princess Hannah Lee. And, y'all, I believe the fact that Princess Hannah's last name is Lee, so she's from Puff the Magic Dragon, who lives by the sea and frolics in the ocean mist in a land called Hannah Lee. I believe that says a lot about Hannah Lee's parents, and perhaps, I think I mentioned on yesterday's show, there were some special muffins that were handed out at the rehearsal, and maybe that explains a lot of things. But y'all, I don't know, you know, what? There's only one way to end up voice letters after you've had... Bill in St. Louis and Kim Beaver and Princess Hannah Lee, and that's to end with one of your favorite straight male listeners, Eric West from The Beat San Francisco.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Eric West out in San Francisco, Beat San Francisco. Hey, loved Monday's show. It was so nostalgic. All those throwbacks to the little fatty cast, I think it was. Anyway, love the show, and now that you have the iPod Touch, stop making fun of us who have iPhones.
Oh,
bye.
Big Fatty with a verbal spanking from Eric West. Well, okay. Well, I will eventually have an iPhone, Eric, so anyway. And y'all, you know, Eric came to the listener meet and greet out there, but you know, I really haven't heard, I haven't gotten voice letters from many of the folks that I met out there at the San Francisco meet and greet, like Anthony, for instance. Have I heard from Anthony since then? I don't, maybe once, but that was weeks ago. And you know, I did hear Anthony calling the PNS explosion, but they couldn't hear him. And, you know, Miss Melinda's brother-in-law, Steve, hello. He ought to be calling in and talking to Big Fatty on the voice letter line. And, you know, Eric and his friend Larry, they ought to be calling in. And Joe, where have you been? Logan, who knows? Larkin, I believe Larkin, I don't know if Larkin has called, but Larkin has written. I believe Miss Melinda has called once, but you know, you can never have too many calls from Miss Melinda. So, you know, I'm calling you out. I'm calling all the folks out that were at the meet and greet in the San Franciscos, because, you know, Big Fatty needs some loving, and he needs to hear from you. So, pick up your iPhones and, oh dear Gussie, pick up your iPhones and call Big Fatty, because, you know, he wants to hear from you. Miss Melinda, I'll even talk to your husband. I mean, I talked to the other straight guys that were there, you know, Eric and, well, I guess that was the only one. Anyway, y'all, tomorrow's hump day, and Big Fatty loves it when these weeks just kind of skip on by. Now, y'all, I am going to tell you, and I've mentioned this once before, Friday is Miss Wes's birthday, and he's over at the Live It Up podcast, and if you want to do something nice for Big Fatty for his birthday, go over to Live It Up and leave Miss Wes a birthday message, okay? Because Big Fatty's got a special birthday message for Miss Wes on Friday at noon. Yes, he does. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.